Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Heartland music bringing us back here, folks. It's a little Mellencamp. A little John Cougar. 23 after, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can watch. We got videos. We're amassing a really nice little library of videos on more and more topics, so please check that out. We've been working hard on that, so I hope you like it, and let us know what you think. Also, speaking of letting us know what you think, we have a poll question on the website. Every week we post a different one. Want to know what you think, so check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Jeff Sabar is our guest. He is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, chiefhomeofficer.com. You'll find him, his books, all the things that he does and for whoever. Jeff, I know one of the things that you do quite a bit of is professional writing, copywriting, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a journalist by trade and still have a couple of clients I do a fair amount of work for, but a lot of the work I do is full-service corporate copywriting.
So folks, if you've got something you want to say and you don't know how to say it, Jeff's the best, I promise you. He and I have collaborated on some things. He's helped me with some things, and I turn to him on a regular basis for his help. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
What else we got?
Well, we know that last week Apple announced its Apple 5, and they had pre-sales, and they had open sales.
Don't they have a new phone or something? It seemed like I've heard something about that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. The news wasn't too big, so I was in a cave at
Apple
the time.
Apple 5.
The Apple 5.
Now, there was a 4 and a 4S.
Correct.
S had the Siri.
Right,
but the 5 doesn't have to be an S, right? It's just the five.
It's got Siri
and soup to nuts, right?
Exactly, and it has a number of different features that are new. It's bigger. It's got a larger screen. It's
faster
processor. So I've read a lot about it. I've not demoed it. A lot of people say it's wicked fast. It's slightly bigger than the 4S. It's got a big screen.
Thinner.
It's thinner, it's lighter, but it raises a question. A couple questions come to mind. A lot of people, pre-ordered, and
I know some people who did.
Yeah, they're still waiting. Some are still waiting for delivery. A lot of people stood in line. There's a competitor to Apple that did Samsung,
yeah,
I think,
uh-huh.
did an ad, and it sort of
it was
spooked
pretty cool
everybody
too.
Standing
pretty,
in line.
Pretty good ad.
It's pretty humorous, yeah.
Yeah.
But then in line with that, they came out with their new operating system called iOS 6, and part of that issue is that they dumped Google Maps. Which
caused quite a bit of controversy.
In fact,
I'll be honest with you, I toyed with the idea of converting from my Google HTC unit over to a 5 until I heard about the Maps. I love Google Maps.
Google Maps is an irreplaceable tool, and especially with some of the issues, which I hope they've fixed, but some of the initial issues about bad locations and directions being a little off and points of interest, being in the wrong place or missing. But one of the bigger issues is that iOS 6 came out, and on my iPhone, my 4S, I have a little notification that came up, said, "Do you want to upgrade?" And so my daughter has a 4S also, and she upgraded. And the thing is, it appears to be a power suck. It seems to be draining her battery faster than the previous
operating system. And that's been one of the perennial knocks on Apple on the phones.
Not
the iPads are great. The iPad batteries are great, but the phone batteries don't last long.
They seem to be, they have been, like you said, it's been a knock, and they've been working on that. But so she did that. She upgraded. Power seems to be sort of going a little bit faster, and they replaced Google Maps with Apple Maps.
Right.
And so the big issue here is not really whether Apple should have, whether you should download, a new operating system to your iPhone. The bigger issue is you pay a price for being bleeding edge with any technology.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't wait a little bit, some of the glitches.
Give them 6 months, right?
Give them 6 months. Give them 3 months.
You
give
won't
them
have
time to either identify the glitches,
yeah,
and so you can make an informed decision, or let them identify the glitches so they can fix whatever may be a glitch.
Because you don't want to be a beta tester. You don't want to pay money and be a beta tester.
Absolutely. And that goes for
anything. If they want to call you up like people have done for you and me, you
right.
and I both have been invited to be a beta tester,
right.
but they sent us the stuff for free and we used it for free and gave them feedback.
Right.
Whether
but
don't,
it's a phone,
don't pay
whether
your
it's a
money
laptop.
Like a regular customer and be a beta tester.
Right. And I think that part of the issue, that's exactly the way to put it. And part of the issue is, you know, when you're beta testing, it's not your primary device.
Right.
You know, when you're beta testing, it is not your phone that you're going to use all day, every day. People are going to call you on, you know,
right.
or a laptop or something like that. So I think that the issue is, and we've spoken about this before, and we tend to speak about it whenever some big, new, novel piece of technology
mm-hmm.
comes along, that whether it's a desktop, whether it's an operating, not as much a desktop anymore, but whether it's a new operating system, you know, Windows 8, you know, we're going to hang tight. You
yeah.
know, it may be flawless, beautiful, and elegant, as they say,
right.
from Jump Street, from the very right. day the first one hits the live market.
Yeah, show me one of those. Hey, before we wrap up, Jeff, I got some news very recently, I think maybe last night, that Google is now going to provide maps for the 5.
Well, you know what? I hope they do. I hope they are pushed. You know, part of the problem was that Google Maps did not provide turn-by-turn navigation.
Yeah.
You know, turn right here, turn
yeah.
left there.
I don't think the 5 is going to be successful with Apple Maps. I think they're going to have Google Maps.
They're going to have to fix it.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way.
I'm not going to convert without it.
No, not at all.
Hey, Jeff, chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
That's me.
Folks, check it out. Jeff's the best. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job. See you next time.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.